Well, it was not the worst place to be this past weekend, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. But let's get a weather report here from Clark Neighbors, Bump Investor Services. How you doing, Clark?
I'm good, Mick. How are you?
Well, we dodged the bullet completely up here in southern North Dakota, northern Minnesota. How about east central Iowa there?
Cedar Rapids had a slight amount of snow, but between us is where the hammer was dropped, I guess. So very cold, very unseasonable, and I think we've had snow three of the last four weekends, as far as some measurable snow anyway. So not your typical April, I guess. How's that?
Man, I guess. And give us a estimated first planting date for your area.
I guess I would say to be determined. I talked to quite a few elevator-type customers in central southern Illinois and Missouri, and virtually they have not done anything to this point. Obviously, if the weather breaks, you could get some activity going as we get towards the end of the month, depending on the forecast. So I think a lot of preparatory work's done, just for the weather to, anhydrous fertilizer, et cetera. But as far as turning wheels and putting seed in the ground is very minimal at this point. But I guess I've reminded some customers in this part of the world is still middle of April, isn't it? First of May. There's still time, et cetera, et cetera. So something to keep in mind, but I think it's something the market needs to watch. And I'm going to have some curiosity going forward up in your part of the world. You know, with the cool temps and snow in some areas, does that have any impact on spring wheat planting going forward? Because that's where we saw the major shifts in the planting report back in late March.
Right, yeah, and it seems like a no-brainer that delayed planting for corn, for wheat, and with hardly any cash cattle movement down in the southern plains, markets should have been up today. But what happened?
Well, I think to some degree the market had a lot of this weather built in, and it's maybe a week or so early for the grain markets to react to that. Cattle market was up most of the day, lost some of its strength late in the day, I think, on that assumption. The other thing I think we need to keep in mind is the market's fairly long right now in this grain market. You combine the length by the funds in corn, beans, and wheat as of last Tuesday, they're long like 296,000 contracts combined. A year ago at this time, they're short 323,000. So, you know, new buyers, et cetera, going forward, I think that's something to watch as far as the length of that fund. And the other reason I think we're down today is we're finally going to see some precip, it looks like, in the southern plains to help out the hard winter wheat crop that's, you know, been kind of beat up quite a bit here in the last few months because of lack of moisture and cold temps, but some feel this rain coming through should stabilize some of that concern on the hard winter wheat crop, and that's why we saw pressure in the wheat market today led by Kansas City.
Yeah, for sure. Well, lots of anxiety removed with the rain down there. Just talked to a county agent in Oklahoma, 185 days, no rain. So, ouch. All right, Clark Neighbors Bump Investor Services, thank you very much for the thoughts, the insight. How do producers get a hold of you?
Well, our phone number in Cedar Rapids is 800-373-2525, or obviously biscommodities.com.
Gotcha. What's the temperature outside right now?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. I think it's around 35.
Oh, you're not much warmer than we are.
No.
Or colder than we are. So, Clark, thank you. Have a good rest of the week.
Thank you, Mick. Have a good day.
Yep, bye now.